From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Garrett Giles. Columbia's public transit program can still call itself Como Connect, at least for now. A federal judge ruled the bus system's name can stay as is despite a copyright claim from another Como-branded company. KBIA's Carter Woodiel explains.
Como Connect can mean two things. Columbia's bus system, or an internet TV and phone provider owned by the Como Electric Cooperative. The co-op sued in October, saying having two Como Connects was too confusing for mid-Missourians. Jeffrey Simon is a lawyer for the company.
We're getting misplaced phone calls and social media confusion between. There's a great deal of it.
The court ruled this week that confusion wouldn't cause enough harm to force the city to rebrand their buses. Despite this, Simon says his client is ready to keep moving forward with the case. The city of Columbia declined comment, saying the litigation is still pending. Carter Woodiel, KBIA News.
The U.S. Supreme Court is signaling that it'll rule for a Missouri church that wants state money to put a soft surface on its preschool playground. The case was argued today and was being closely watched by proponents of school vouchers. Liberal and conservative justices alike seem troubled by Missouri's decision to exclude the church from a grant program that pays for playground services and made of recycled tires. The court doesn't appear ready to scuttle the case, even after Missouri Governor Eric Greitens announced last week that he was changing the policy that said churches couldn't participate in the program. Members of the Unitarian Universalist Church in Columbia voted last week to become a sanctuary congregation. Yesterday, they held a rally to explain their decision to defend immigrant and refugee members of the community. KBIA's Julian Coqueo-Roame reports.
More than 100 people gathered outside a church to support its decision to become what it calls a sanctuary. Under the status, the church says it will take civil initiative to protect immigrants and refugees facing deportation. The congregation is the first to respond to a call from Faith Voices of Columbia. The association wants to build a sanctuary network among faith communities in the city. Reverend Molly House Gordon says that the congregation will push for a more public and dignified approach to immigration. But more importantly, the church will provide physical protection.
Becoming a sanctuary congregation also means that we are prepared to provide physical sanctuary to someone who is facing imminent deportation or detention, but who wishes to stay in their community and continue engaging a legal process.
A spokesperson for Faith Voices of Columbia says other local congregations are currently discussing adopting this status. In the future, the organization says it wants to see more action from the city officials. Julian Colger-Roem, KBI News.
County Health Rankings and Roadmaps Report ranks Boone County as the 19th healthiest county in Missouri and first in clinical care. Kate Conkle, the director of research for the annual report, says although areas with large medical centers generally have improved access to health care, rural areas can seek improvement in clinical care via technology.
More rural communities, communities that maybe don't have that same infrastructure, are starting to look into things like telemedicine. People don't have to travel to a neighboring county or maybe a couple counties over to see their doctor, but they're able to connect with a doctor from a distance via technology.
I'm Garrett Giles, KBIA News, Columbia.